Babasu Yerushalmi, course point of Babasu Babli, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yodalad Amud Beis, the third last line of the page, Bamedru Mamurim. Now, Bamedru Mamurim, Bamoiche, Abba Benoifin Matona, Noifin Eskulam. The Mishnah taught, when is this? When he sells it, but when he gives it as a gift, he gives everything. Mabe Moiche, Mabe Noifin Matona. What's the difference between a sale and a gift? Reb Abba, Bar Tevlai, B'Shem Rav, Shekein Derech HaNoifin Matona, Liyos Noifin Ba'ayin Yofe. The first answer we give, Reb Abba, Bar Tevlai, quoting Rav, is that gifts are given with a generous eye. And the second answer, Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Reb Yonason, Shekein Derech HaLekuchos, Liyos Medaktikim. Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, quoting Reb Yochanan, says that buy is a particular to clarify what they're buying, so if he didn't ask, he loses out. Uma B'Nehoin, what will be a difference between these two answers? Hektish, the answer is, items which are hektish, consecrating the items to the Beis HaMikdash. Manda Mashiken Derech HaNoisin Matana Liyos Noisin Ba'in Yofer, Af HaMakdish Ba'in Yofer Makdish. Manda Mashiken Derech HaLukuches Liyos Medaktakim Ma Amma B'Makdish. In such a case of hektish, now according to the first answer, people are giving with generous, or with a generous eye, that will also apply to a person who's makdish, consecrating his land. And the second answer we gave, that buyers are particular in clarifying what they're buying, that would not be relevant here because there's no buyer, it's going to the Beis HaMikdash. So what will be the law about Hekdash? And now we come to a different question. Now this rule that only gifts are given with a generous eye, does it apply to all of the cases of the mission that we had, such as when he sells a field, that it doesn't include the stones and the canes? And in addition, it applies to the case of the path. Or does this rule only apply to the original case of the stones in the Mishnah and the canes, but not to the case of the path? And this text was added by the Ramban and others. We have an answer from Abaisa, Nishmeinim in Hador, Ha'achim Shecholku Yeshlehem Derech Ze Al Gabei Ze. If brothers divided their father's estate, they have access paths in each other's fields. When one brother receives the field, the other brother retains the right to an access path because he gives it with a stingy eye. And since in the Mishnah brothers and gifts were taught together, the Brisa shows that the comparison was only for the early cases of the stones, but not for the case of the path, because brothers divide with a stingy eye, unlike a gift. The Ister by Meimer, some wanted to say as follows: Amar Blaza, Ha'achin Shecholku Zochu Basadeh Zochu Bekulam, Hamachzik Benichzei Ager Kona Hichzik Basadeh Hichzik Bekulam, Hikdish Es Asadeh Hikdish Es Kulam. Blaza answered his own question from the Mishnah: if brothers divided their father's estate, when they acquire the land in the courtyard, they acquire everything. If a person took possession of the property of a ger, of a convert, when he acquires the land, he acquires everything. And if a person consecrated his field, he consecrated everything. Now we go back to the case of our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, HaMakdish Es HaSodeh, HaHikdish Es HaChorav, HaMukah V'Shikma Yoshana. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah that if a person consecrated a field, he consecrated the older carob and the sycamore trees. And the reason is, Mipnei Sheyoinkin Mishal Hekdash, because they gain nutrients from the ground, they have to be consecrated, or he will be transgressing. And the Gemara asked, Mipnei Sheshir Lo Derech, if he consecrated these trees, did he also concentrate the access paths? And the answer is, yes, Im Loi Sheshir Lo Derech Af Hein Yoinkin Mishal Hekdash. Yes, because if not, the trees are not gaining nutrients from the consecrated land, but rather from his own land. Hadnolach HaMoicheh Es HaBayis.